that were places we can put you. Let me just grab Nadine to apply that rate for us too. Hang on here.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Good morning. Doing well? I'm good. Thank you for asking. Hi. We're getting closer to Friday.
I have my witnesses coming up to them on the left side, and it's like horrible.
Oh, no, you poor thing. Oh, my gosh, that's so painful. You know what my grandma used to tell us for the pain? Yeah, my grandma used to tell us for the pain, like when you had toothaches, to use, I almost said it in Spanish, I'm sorry, a piece of garlic. To put it on your tooth. Yes. I was going to say ajo, but I didn't mean to say that because I know sometimes some people don't speak Spanish. I speak Spanish all day long, that's why. So am I. A veces como de pocha, lo platico, ¿no? Pero sí me entienden.
No, sí, también, igualmente.
Okay, well, Brian, it's so nice to meet you. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. You've been actually talking with Tara, my representative, and she's been kind of going over the basis of our program. But she mentioned that you had a question. I guess you were asking, like, what other areas you could be found in, or do you remember the question you were asking her?
You guys are marketers, right?
Yes. Yes, we are a full digital marketing company. What we're calling about is not just listing your company, you know, there in Phoenix, right, on the first page of Google, because a lot of business owners, you know, they're covering other areas, right? I was looking at the notes, so she told me that you also go to Mesa and Chandler. Is that like the furthest that
Chandler,
you
can? Scottsdale, Surprise.
Scottsdale too, Surprise. Okay.
Peoria. I love Peoria. That's where I like working at the most, though. Because
do you?
Everything over here is fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Arizona's so pretty. Okay. So if I'm looking at the map, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? Because I know Peoria, Escomuno's like, I would say maybe a little less than 10 miles from you, from Phoenix, where you're at.
My yard's in Glendale, but yeah. I mean, that's the thing, just in Glendale. I can go anywhere. Everything's an hour away regardless.
So are you based out of Glendale or Phoenix? Because I see you showing up in Phoenix.
My house is Phoenix, but the yard is Glendale, but I'm saying we go anywhere because everything's the same length.
Yes. Yeah, I see that. And then just Chandler.
Everywhere.
Oh, okay. So you kind of keep it, I don't know, I'm thinking within a 50 mile radius or less, right? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, so she mentioned about three years in business from what you remember. I don't see a website for you. Do you have one? Am I missing one?
No, I don't have a website. That's why I need someone who can do all that stuff. Which
okay.
Not about Instagram.
Yeah, no. What
like
about
Facebook? I like the Facebook. Yeah, I like Facebook because all the old people are on my bed. All the elderly people Well, everyone who's grown up is on Facebook, not Instagram.
No, for real. Yeah, you're right. Everybody's on Facebook. Okay,
on Instagram, but it sucks.
Did you create a Facebook page for the business?
I have
by
one,
chance?
Yeah.
You have one?
Yeah,
okay.
Have.
Okay, perfect.
But I don't know really how to run it, you know. I don't really know how to run it to get, you know, the correct customer.
Right. Well, you know what?
I don't know how to edit pictures. I don't know how to.
That's okay.
You see a profile, you see people, they have the outline, and then they have
Here,
pictures there, and they have it all nice and stuff. You know, it looks real professional. That's what I need.
Well, we're here. This is perfect timing then, Brian, because we do everything under one umbrella. Okay. Now, Tara had mentioned right now you're really focused on the papers. Is that, like, what your specialty is right now? Like your moneymaker? Or all hardscaping?
All hardscaping. So the thing about us, that's the part that we offer everything. Barbecues,
good.
Fire pits, outdoor kitchens, waterfalls, water features, ponds.
Oh, wow.
Artificial turf, real grass, everything. We do everything.
Perfect.
I'll send you pictures.
Beautiful. So you got pictures.
That's what sets us apart. We do everything. I have a bunch of stuff, dude.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. So this is awesome. So let me tell you, I also found for you, and I saw that you had a 5-star review. So great job on that. It was a page. It looks like it's, where did it go? Here it is. Angie's. Is that recent?
Yeah. That's recent. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to send it to all my customers so they can leave reviews. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be all 5-stars. Because
how do you like that program?
It's working with me easy. Well, I already tried it out.
Oh, you barely started? Oh, okay. Okay. Are you doing the pay per lead or are you doing the opportunities?
I think you want me to do pay per lead. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about it. But they gave me this one promotion, like you do 10, if they don't come back, then you can get a refund.
Okay. Okay. But typically, what do your leads cost you? Do they tell you? Because I know this is, it's like, it ranges.
Well, they gave me a $600 lead. They told me $600.
$600 in leads a month is what they're charging you?
It's what they gave me. They told, okay, you give a certain amount of money, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they'll give you leads until you run out of money, which kind of, it's funny because if I didn't have that money back guaranteed, well, what, they just give me 10 leads and none of them work? Because you lose everything.
Yeah,
you
then you're out of money. Yeah.
Then you're out of money. And it's like, I mean, it's the same thing as Instagram, though. That's how much I pay for Instagram. Like,
you pay for the ads on Instagram.
$400 a month, and then,
uh-huh.
And then you really don't get any good leads. That's the thing, you don't. Because it's just young people on there.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. We're looking for a company that has a good reputation online and provides a quality type of service, and that's why we reached out to you, Brian, because there's no negative reviews and you have 5 stars. If we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google, we're going to close out the category. What that means is that we will not work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. This is to ensure that your company gets the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. So you're going to get calls that are coming directly to you from potential clients. When they're performing that search on Google, it's because they need that service. They're going to call the guys that are on the first page, and that's where we're going to have you listed. Okay?
Now, that's what we got to do.
The way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Es una tarifa fija. Okay? Month to month, there's no contracts. You will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. So because we still consider you a new business, I'm going to offer you our new in business rate. It's going to save you a little bit over 50%. So what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's just to cover your programming. So it makes the initial investment $398. Let me tell you what's included to get started. And then $299 every month after. We're going to get you verified through Google, create you the Google profile page and optimize it and keep it on that first page. Content creation on Bing. We are going to run Facebook ads. Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who has an interest in your services, makes a certain income level, or we can even target an audience by location. That ad's going to appear when they do that search on Google, and even if they don't call you, but now they're on their Facebook looking through pictures or stories, they're going to be reminded, hey, you were looking for someone who does pavers. Here's a company that offers it. That's what's going to help you reach more new potential clients. And it's a click-to-call ad. They click on it, they call you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. I'm also going to include a website for you. We're going to build you a website. We can add videos, pictures of your work. We will build it, host it, and maintain it, attach it where you're being listed. We're going to include Yelp, Apple, and Yahoo, and we're going to cover the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. We're covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program. No contract.
Thank you. I already told you, take it.
Let's go. All right. What's the best email for you, Brian? This is where we're going to send correspondence, your receipt, and I'm going to send you everything in writing. What's the best email for you?
I'm about to get to this light real quick.
No worries. And I would say the one that you check frequently. It's okay. Take your time. I know you're driving too. In the meantime.
No, that's the one I have. That's the one I have.
What's your last name, Brian?
Too,
it's okay. Gomez con Z, right?
Gomez, yeah. Gomez Garcia.
And you spell
Brian Xavier Gomez Garcia.
Gomez Garcia?
Yeah.
Okay, and you spell
and
your...
Brian with the Y.
I was just going to say, is it with the Y? Okay.
Yeah, the cool ones have the Y. The weird ones have the
I was just going to say that. Los que son unique, right?
Yeah. Me with the Brian and Xavier. California. Are you located in Phoenix, right?
No, we're in California. We're 1 hour behind you. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Me, I don't know. As long as you get...
Listen, we just turned 19 years in business. We just turned 19 years in business. We've been doing this a very long time. And I will tell you, so far what you've done a good job so far. You know what I mean? All this is going to do, Brian, it's going to take you to the next level, right? It's going to put you in front of those live clients that are performing that search. And right now, especially right now, porque, you know, people are going to start working on their taxes, right, after this holiday. Como decía mi abuela, ya se le está quemando el hoyo en la mano, right? They're already burning a hole in their hand, thinking about how they're going to spend that money. You want to be on Google when they're doing that search, okay? On this phone number that we're talking, can you also get text messages on this phone number, Brian?
Yeah, my personal.
Okay. Call. I'm going to send you 2 text messages while we're on the phone. So the first text that you're going to get, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Now, I was considered the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So there goes the first text. And then this second text message, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So here within our company, you're going to have a team of our technicians that are going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to call our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 8 to 5 your time because you're 1 hour ahead. But the only day we're not going to be here is Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So just keep that in mind because we're going to observe the holidays. I know, right? Huh. You're so silly. I know, right? You're like, what? You're not going to work on the holiday? What's your email?
Saying brightviewhardscape@gmail.com.
Okay. Same as a business. Not with the LLC in it, right?
No, not the LLC. I don't know why I put that. I thought you had put that. I wouldn't have put that on the company name.
The LLC?
Yeah, that's why it pops up, you know, when the records. Right,
yeah.
Skip hello. Sounds kind of dumb. It looks kind of dumb. It looks professional.
You know what? I like the Brightview Hardscape because that, to me, when I think of that, like when I say the word, I think of hardscaping that's bright and beautiful, right? That's what I picture. So good job on the name.
Hardscaping, you know, when you say landscaping, I think when people say landscaping, I think maintenance guys, you know, cleanup.
Exactly. Por eso, I always clarify with everyone. I always ask them, you know, even when you see guys that have landscaping in their business name, I ask them, do you focus on the construction side, more like the hardscaping, the diseños, you know, or do you do the maintenance? Because there's a difference, right, between the two.
Maintenance guys are ballers.
Right.
A lot of people say, mierdero and shit, you know, but.
No. I'm going to tell you, I have... Because my husband can't do the yard anymore, so I have a specific, they're a family-owned business. I always try to, como te digo, siempre, like I try to get, like my raza, right, a small business to come and, like, do work for us when we need it done, because I want to support them, right? And so I have one family, they always come in it, and the daughter took over the dad's business when he passed away, but they do, I mean, those people hustle all day long, all day long. And I respect that, you know what I mean? So I always try to give them business and refer them to others. I just sent you 2 emails, okay? So, Brian, the first email, it says Google and Facebook marketing. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it says everything that I told you that's included, with the price being $299 a month, month to month, and then just the one-time $99 setup fee. I also sent you another email that says client dashboard analytics. And what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, because you'll be able to track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you can see the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you're receiving. So I sent you an example of that. Now, I wanted to ask you, so the business name, do you only want it to say Brightview Hardscape, or do you want it to show the LLC? That's totally up to you. It's your preference. Without the LLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the phone number you want listed for the business, and this would be the best number also for us to contact you at, is the 623-216-9899?
Yeah, blow it up, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And then what address do you want Google to send the PIN code to? This is where your red dot's going to be on the map. Do you want it to be at the Phoenix address, or do you want the Glendale address? Because you said you have the, that's where you store the equipment, no?
That's where I keep, that's where we keep our stuff.
Okay.
It's just a big acre.
Yeah. Do you even get mail there?
No, the office comes later.
Okay, so let's do it at your home address then, but we're going to hide your address. They're not going to see your address on Google. It's going to be hidden. It'll only show you in Phoenix, okay? The red dot, Google. So what's your address, your home address?
1801
uh-huh.
North C8 Drive.
Okay, and then I show the zip code as 85035, correct?
Amen.
Perfect. Okay, Brian, now we're going to start going over the billing. So the card that you're using today to make the payment, is that in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both? Monday, I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's a business name.
Okay. Is your name anywhere on it at all?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay. How does your name read on it?
Hold on, let me check.
Okay, no worries. Take your time. In the meantime, I'm going to start looking at our...
Wait, so when once... What, if you set up the Google...
Mm-hmm.
If you set up the Google, right, I can just tell my customers to go through reviews?
Yes, what we're going to do is we'll make it simple for you. And I'm going to tell you, Brian, I'm going to encourage you to have your clients leave your reviews on Google as opposed to leaving them on Angie's, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay. No más te digo, because if you ever cancel with Angie's, if you ever cancel with them, all of your information, your reviews, and everything disappears. Your reviews will never disappear from Google. They're always going to be there. No one can take them down. No one can erase your information. So how we simplify it for you, once we get you verified and we create your profile, we're going to create you this little tiny link. You can text it and email it to your clients, even clients you've already done work for even a year ago, right? Ask them to leave you a review. They click on the link, they leave you 5 stars, and that's going to post to your Google profile. So we make it really easy for you to get those reviews on there, okay?
It's going to be a link.
Yes.
And first of all, they all have issues. I mean, honestly, bad customers, ever.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. You wouldn't be in business this long if you weren't doing good work, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? And it sounds like you could have a pretty good crew, too.
No, this would be... We're too good. I can't work with you guys, you know. When we work, my crew consists of me, my father, three guys. That's it.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's awesome. So kind of like family.
We have a bigger crew. Yes, uh-huh. My family. Those guys have been with us since before I even started my company. They used to work for my dad.
Really? So, Brian, you have...
My dad worked together.
So you have more years of experience in the industry then.
25.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm only 21, but combined, so I mean, my dad, well, I'm going to make him.
Business. Wow. That's awesome, Brian. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm adding to the LLC and the license.
Yeah.
Because I'm licensed and bought this and the shirt too. So.
That's good. Good for you.
Hey,
Very professional.
I'm telling you, I just need a marketer.
And that's what we're here for. You're in good hands. You are in good hands.
Listen. I have, you know, a lot of people think we're small or something, but we have everything.
Uh-huh.
We already have the yard. We have all the tools. We got the trailer, the truck. I got people that want to work for me.
Wow.
All my people that want to work for me is like, but I can't hire it because I need a lot of work. But
you need more work.
Yeah, I
understand.
More work, but I already have a lot, though. But I need more work, enough so I can run multiple crews.
Yeah, and this is the way to do it. I will tell you that. Definitely.
I'm already about to build a team. I have already know a sales guy. I can spend to sell jobs to give a commission.
Oh, wow. So kind of so you have like different people who play different roles then in the business to kind of help you in that way too. That's good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
I have a plan. I just need my foot in the door.
Yep. Well, we're here for you. Let me take a look. I'm looking at the calendar too because we're going to schedule your client interview. So you said, did the card have your name or on the card or just the business name?
My bad.
It's okay.
I was gassing myself up, that's why.
Oh, hey, do what you got to do. Listen, I love to hear business owners when they tell me about what their goals are. As a business owner, you got to have goals. If you don't have goals, then something's going on. You know what I mean? And then because you got to have goals and how to reach those. That tells me how we can help you get to those goals, you know? And I love hearing how businesses start, especially family businesses.
Yeah, my father did that for a long time. I just got out of high school. I mean, I was working with him when I was in high school.
Wow.
And then I got out of high school now because he used to work for subs, and I was like, man, this is right, you know? These guys charge a lot, and then you're only getting this much when we can do it ourselves and then get a lot much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, why are we doing that? Let's just go start a company. We start companies. People know how you work. Referrals. Okay.
I have a friend years ago. He worked with his dad. His dad had his own business too. He had a landscaping side of it and then he had the hardscaping. And just recently, you know, now that he's got his boys are older, he's like, you know what? I told my dad, I'm going to start sending my boys with you. Me and my boys are going to help you on the weekends. You know, his dad has his own crew, right? But he told his dad, no, we're going to start helping you, me and my boys, because now they're older and I want them to learn the industry, right? I want them to know to have work ethics, right? Which I think is really good that he's starting them off now, you know? I think that's important. So it kind of sounds like something that your dad did with you, right?
Yeah. One thing he did wrong with me, though,
I think
I took it on too early. Not too early, but there's still, I'm learning, like, the work-wise, I know how to do most of it. Details that, you know, it still gets me. You know?
Right.
But I feel like if I would have worked as a labor and everything, and then done this, I mean, it would have been better, but it's already good now.
Yeah.
I'm a hell of a sales guy, I'll tell you that.
Now, do you have a business logo? I know you mentioned you have pictures, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a whole thing.
Okay. Do you have a website domain yet or no?
I don't think so. No.
If you don't worry about it. We're gonna get one for you. And then let me see here. So let me put no on that question. And then, okay, do you want me to put to cover 50 miles, Brian?
Yeah.
Miles. Okay.
Maybe it's too far sometimes.
You want me to put 30 or 40? Tú me dices. You want me to put 35? Because you're 32. Okay, do you want me to put, I'm going to put 35 for now, but when you have your client interview, you can tell them, no, put it back to 30 or whatever. We could change it at any time. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to check for my house. I mean, from the yard, see how far everything is.
Okay, so if I was looking and if I went from Glendale, right, because that's where you said the yard was at, Glendale to Peoria is 9.2 miles. I know you said Chandler.
Check this one for me real quick.
Okay.
don't know if you can check, or you have Google open or something.
I'm looking. 50, I'm looking.
Yeah, 67th and Bethany Home. Research it. That's the interstate over here in Arizona. 67th and Bethany Home. If you go for that, start there. See how many miles that is.
I'm looking at about, well, I know the Chandler was 32 miles, 32.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chandler's far. That's why we don't go too far down south, but I don't want to go too far, you know.
To 67th, you said, right?
Yeah, 67th and Bethany Home. And then it's across the floor, the yard, guys. It's real headed. And then.
That's like 4.2 miles. Yeah. Do you want to Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, from Bethany Home to Scottsdale, yeah. Not from my house. From my house, but yeah, it's like 4 miles.
18, it's like 18.7. So you want me to put you at 20? 20 miles?
From the Glendale location. That's where the Glendale location is.
Yeah, that's from the Glendale location. That's what I was looking at it from.
Yeah, if you can ping from, yeah, from there, 30 miles, that'd be cool.
Okay.
You can do 40 miles, matter of fact.
You want me to put 40 to start it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll check myself.
All right. Okay. And then on the billing, is it your name on the card, Brian?
Oh, shit, my bad. Yeah, well, on my business card, it has my company name. And then
okay.
It has my name, so yeah.
How is your name on there? Is it just Brian Gomez, or is it Gomez Garcia, or is there like a middle initial?
It's a middle. It's Brian Xavier Gomez Garcia.
Is it just an X?
Boy.
Or Xavier spelled out?
It's just the card is Xavier spelled out. That's what I have.
Okay, so Brian Xavier, is it X-A-V-I-E-R? Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
And then it's Gomez Garcia or just Gomez?
Gomez Garcia.
Okay. And then now the business name's on there too, you said, right? Does it have the LLC on it or no?
Yeah, that one has LLC. Clarified it.
Okay. Oh, okay, got it. And then what's the billing address for that card? Is it the same address as the 1801?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it a Discover?
I wish it was American Express, but it's a Visa.
Okay. And what's the what's the number when you're ready? I know, I wish I had an American Express, too, but.
How much cash did they get?
I'm sorry?
They get a bunch of rewards.
I know. My friend has an American Express, y cuando ella hace compras, right, she'll use that card. And then she pays it off, and she gets so many rewards that it pays for her flights when she goes on vacation. Can you believe that?
That's what I'm saying. If I do it as a business, I waste lot of money. And materials, last year, I think I did like $400,000.
My brother-in-law's a mechanic, and I'm going to tell you something. He uses a Hawaiian Airlines. He has a card. Every time he uses that card for the shop, and he pays off the bill, right, every month, because he's buying parts all the time. He accumulates rewards. He was able to get all the flights covered for him, his two kids, and my sister-in-law to go to Hawaii. So you might want to look into
that. Like, I'd be Paris right now if I wanted to with all that money I waste.
Right? What's the card number, Brian?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
So just to make sure, you want to give me a second. You want to give me a second because I'm driving right now.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to actually, what I'm going to do in the meantime, Brian, I'm going to walk you through.
Yeah,
and I'm going to, just to let you know too, I'm going to also walk you through before we even charge your card, and I can walk you through that now. I'm going to walk you through, it's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It'll say the billing date. It's going to say the amount. Now, I'm going to also let you know that we ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. This is not a contract. So if at any time you decide, I want to cancel, I don't want to do this anymore, or I need to put it on pause, I'm going to mention in that voice verification that all you need to do is call us 3 business days before that billing is due so you don't get charged. That is it. That's all you have to say.
I mean, okay? You can't really go off for 1 month, you know?
Right. No, but I'm just saying, we always ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. But what I'm saying is this. If you ever want to cancel, you just call us 3 business days before the billing is due, and you say, I want to cancel. And that's it. We don't charge you a cancellation fee. And your information doesn't erase. It'll still be there. It just eventually falls off the first page. Okay?
How does the website creation work?
The website creation...
Yes, for me, are you going to just make a generic one, or...
No. They're going to customize it to fit your business. So on the website that they create, if you've taken videos of your work, we're going to add videos. We can add videos. We can add pictures of your work. We could even set it up, okay, where when we set it up, we could set it up in a way where your scheduling, right? Let's say you want your clients to start booking appointments with you for estimates, right? They want to schedule appointments. We can set it up where we can do that.
No, I'm probably scheduling.
If you want it. We don't have to do that. I'm just saying. So,
I have all the,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's the capability of it. That's the capability of it. So we create it to fit your business. Okay?
What was I going to tell you? I have, and for the colors, I have the colors, everything. I have my colors and everything. It was black and yellow, like with Khalifa.
Oh, okay. Nice. So what we will do, too, is we'll create your business logo. Okay? So in you're going to have what's called a client interview. Once you and I set everything up, I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians, and that's where they're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail, okay, during that client interview. So that's when they'll talk to you about the logo. Mande?
There's no hidden fees?
None at all. No taxes, no hidden charges. If you look at the email that I sent you, it shows it all on there. And on your receipt, when I go over your receipt with you, it's going to show you what your monthly, what you paid to start the program, and what your monthly is every month after that. That price that I'm giving you at the $299 a month will never change, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be the same rate.
I mean, at this point, even to just start with you guys and that, whatever it is, what is it, $390? What do you think?
$398.
It's not even bad because you're basically making a website already.
Yeah, we're doing all of the work. You don't have to worry about anything. We're going to manage it all for you. Okay?
Yeah, I have a logo. I have motto.
Uh-huh.
I have pictures, licensing. So, I mean, that's the website's on the site.
Oh, yeah. So, everything, what's your motto?
Get it done the bright way.
I like that. So we could do that as your tagline, because we'll even go over a tagline with you, you know, which is what your motto would be.
It is.
I like that. Yeah, get it done the bright way.
You know, it's kind of bright.
I'm going to notate it, too. I'll put it on there like that. That's your motto. Yeah. I'll notate that.
Get it done the bright way.
Right? I'm going to walk you through the voice verification right now, Brian. So... do me a favor, when I'm walking you through it, right, if there's something that you do not understand, I want you to say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can explain it, and then I can repeat it again, okay? Because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment, all right? Now,
yeah.
I also want to put this security question on your account here with us. So your security question could either be the city that you were born in, your mother's maiden name, okay, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, I'll tell you why we put the security question. Let's say someone calls you saying that they were local Splash and they wanted you to pay $5, right, to verify your profile. You don't give them any money. You take down that phone number and you call us immediately. In fact, how you can identify if it's us calling you or not, just ask them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
No, I'd probably just be okay. Right?
Right? Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Brightview Hardscape.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner of Brightview
and
Hardscape.
Your name?
Well, my name is Brian Gomez. Gomez Garcia.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement, Brian, on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
To get results as fast as possible, Brian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, other companies that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now,
what do you mean
as
by
I
third-party
mentioned,
vendors?
Well, for example, right, you might get a company that's calling you to sell you like another type of online product. It's not our company calling you because we're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying. If someone calls you saying, oh, well, we want to offer you this, even for $50, it's not us calling you. Even we always want you to ask, what's my security question? Even if it's us calling you. Because if they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us calling. So what we're saying here is we're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than what you're already paying $299 a month, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose, what do you mean by that?
So let me explain what this means, okay? What we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do other marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. So like if, say for example, we know you're doing Yelp, right? We know that you're also doing Angie's Leads, right? But let's say you called us and said, oh, hey, I'm going to start paying for Facebook ads. We would tell you don't do it. We're already including that. So it saves you money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Go do something that you already have.
Yeah, because then you're spending more money that you don't need to spend, and it can hurt you more instead of helping you. Okay? So just give us a call, and we'll tell you, oh, yeah, Brian, we already have that included, or no, we don't have that included. Go for it. You know what I mean? Okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 6, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, Brian. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on January 6, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, Brian, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That was the second text message that I sent you. That number is 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Brian, all we ask is you call 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you know, call no later than the 3rd if you need to cancel or pause it, okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Brian, you said it was a Visa. What's the card number when you are ready?
I'm looking at my wallet.
Okay. And then I'm looking at the schedule on the calendar. I want to schedule your client interview, and what we're going to do, Brian, is we're going to block out an hour, but it can take 30 to 40 minutes, the client interview, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Do you have any time late this afternoon to do your client interview? You don't need to be in front of a computer either. I have the latest appointment I have for your time would be 4 to 5.
Ooh, that sounds good, yeah.
Is that good? Okay. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that for today. So today we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock, right? And we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if we call you and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, like you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes or call me back in 10 minutes? And we'll call you right back, okay? I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview so that way you know it's coming up in the next hour in case you forget, okay? So let me put that on here. All right. And then you said you have the Facebook page. Is the Facebook page under the business name without the LLC or with it?
I don't remember. I haven't used the Facebook. I don't use Instagram. Let me check.
You don't? Okay.
I don't use Instagram. It's Brightview Hardscape LLC.
Okay. It does have it?
I do have it, yeah. How is that going to work? Are you guys going to take over? Are you guys going to make a new one?
No. All you're going to do, so I'll tell you how it works, right? So on your Brightview, what we're going to do on the Facebook page, we're just running Facebook ads. We're not going to mess with your Facebook page. You're still full ownership of your Facebook page for the business. All you're going to do is add us on as managers. So that way we can run your Facebook ads. On your Facebook ads too, Brian.
I don't want to run that.
Huh?
I don't want to run that. That's fine.
Yeah, no. You're not running your Facebook ads. We're handling it. Okay? So you're just going to add us on as managers so that way we can do it, but you're still the owner of your Facebook page. Okay? And the technician will walk you through it. What's good, too, with the Facebook ads, like if you want to run a certain special, like let's say you want to do a promotion for the month, just let us know so that way we can create it that way. Okay?
Yeah. So you make, like, the cool edits and stuff?
Yeah. Well, we're not doing your posting on there. What we're doing is running those Facebook ads, and we're going to create them in the way that you want us to do it. We take all your input on everything, and we'll give you suggestions. Like, listen, we're going to do it in a way that's going to make you look professional and bring you the best return on your investment. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're the experts.
Yeah. Some people have the backgrounds and stuff, you know, their custom background.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah,
you know,
no, and they
the promotion with like colors and stuff and.
And they specialize in that, so that's their specialty, okay?
Oh, yeah, I need some designers, yeah.
And then whenever you're ready with the card number.
43-12-31-60-13-33-34-76. You should have called me before Angie did.
Why? Aw. 4312-31601333-3476, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When does it expire, month and year?
8/28.
8/28. And then what's the CVV code on the back?
741.
741. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm updating the package, and then I'm going to be processing your payment, and we'll go over your receipt. And the next couple of minutes, the total is going to be $398 is what we're charging right now. That's what I read to you in the voice verification. Now, remember, your billing date.
I'm just making sure, the same,
Yeah, your billing date is always going to be the 6th of each month, okay? And it'll be in the amount of $299. Remember, it will never be $2.99 and 1 cent or $2.99 with 99 cents. It's always going to be $299. It will never change. Okay? That's why I send it to you
like
in writing.
My rep?
I'm what's considered the lead. So you are going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. But let's say, Brian, you need to get in touch with someone like right now. You can't wait. It's urgent. You have my number. You can call me. The only thing is I can't make the change, but I can send them the message. I will tell you this. We pride ourselves in customer service. We make sure that we're available for our clients, right?
Yes,
so we pride
better.
Ourselves
I think it's
in that.
Better if, I think it's better, yeah, if I just call you and then you can just forward me to one of them.
Yeah, and typically I know. No, well, I promise you this. Our technicians are very on top of it. We have to be, because here's the thing, Brian. You could decide one day, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, right? Within 2 months, you could say, I don't want to do it no more. We're still losing money, right? Because it takes over 100 hours just for one individual to do all this work. But because we have a team that's dedicated to your account, we can get it done a lot quicker, right? So I promise you this. I mean, you have my number. If at any time you're like, Nadine, I need help, or you know what, I need to talk to someone, but it's urgent, you can always call me. That is not a problem.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
Okay, go ahead. No worries. Hello?